This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Noradin Zatelli, professor of physics. He's here to talk about world education systems. Dr. Zatelli is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Zatelli, how does the U.S. educational system differ from those of the other industrialized nations?
An important area where the U.S. educational system differs from those of other advanced countries is time. What I mean by time is really the length of the academic year. In most European countries and Japan, a high school student spends about 220 days at school per academic year, whereas in the U.S., the student spends only 180 days at school. So you can see here a difference of almost 60 days, rather 40 days. Not only that, the student in continental Europe and Japan spends 8 hours a day at school compared to only 6 hours in the U.S. A simple arithmetic calculation shows that the European student spends about 1,800 hours at school every academic year compared to only 1,100 hours in the U.S. So the academic year in Europe is almost twice longer than that in the U.S. A congressional report, in fact, published in the late 1980s has suggested that in many industrialized nations, the time spent on high school math, chemistry, physics, is almost three times that spent by even the most science-oriented U.S. students.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.